Han vår je vår og je vår kvinser på. Amen. Today the Armenian Church celebrates the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross, one of the five major feast days of the Church. And perhaps we've heard the stories related to this feast, where in the 7th century the Persians came to Jerusalem, took over Jerusalem, and took the Holy Cross back to Persia. And then the Christian forces came together, they attacked the Persians, got the cross back, and as they walked through Armenia, they raised the cross up high so that everyone could see it. And because of that, we have this feast day. It's a beautiful story, but it's not connected with this feast whatsoever. In fact, the origins of this feast can be found 3 centuries earlier, in the year 336 AD, when the consecration of the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, the church that has Christ's tomb in it, was consecrated by the patriarch Makarios at the time. And as witnesses say, testimonies say, during the service of the consecration of this cathedral, this church, the patriarch took the holy relic of the cross and raised it up high so all the faithful could see it. Thus the name, the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. And since that day until today, every church, Eastern churches, and even the Roman Catholic Church and some Western churches, celebrate the consecration of that cathedral. Because it is in that cathedral, it is in that church where Christ was crucified, died, buried, and resurrected. As a result of the Armenian Church, this feast is not a one-day feast, but is actually a 7-day feast, lasting 1 week. The first 2 days are dedicated to the Holy Cross. The next 3 days are dedicated to the Holy Church. And then the last 2 days are again dedicated to the Holy Cross. But in reality, today's feast and this week's feast teaches us and reminds us how the Church is the home of God, the place of resurrection, and the body of Christ. There's a story of a new priest who goes to a parish. And in his community, he is new and he decides, as a good priest, as a good parish, as a good pastor, to go visit all the parishioners in his parish. And he goes to them and he tells them, he says, "This coming Sunday will be my first liturgy, my first service. Come to church, I want you to be there." And naturally all the people say, "Okay, yes, 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 we'll be there, we'll be there." And Sunday comes, and the church is practically empty. No one comes. Being a little bit upset about this, he decides to go out and tell the people one more time, "Come to church this Sunday, it's going to be a great service, I want you to be there," this and that. And again, Sunday comes and very few people come to church. And this continues for a couple of weeks. He goes and tells the people that he wants them to come to church, and naturally every Sunday, nobody comes, or very few come. So finally he decides he's going to do something to get people to come to church. And he sends out a mass email to his parishioners, and he sends out letters to his parishioners, and he puts even in the newspapers so his parishioners can read it, that on this given day, whatever day he decides, on this given day, there will be a funeral for the church. Now, naturally, people are curious as to what this is. The church has died, he says, and there's going to be a funeral. So on that day, when the funeral service takes place, the church is packed. There's no standing room even. It's so packed that there are more people there than on Easter or on Christmas. And so they come and they see in the middle of the church underneath the dome, they see the casket, the coffin. And the church is packed, and the priest decides to do the service, and he does this huge service for the burial of this church. And at the end of the service, he invites everyone to come up and give their final respect, to pay their last respects to the church which is going to be buried. And he opens up the coffin, And now people are even more excited, more interested and intrigued as to what has he put in this casket to symbolize the church. And they come close, each one by one, they come close to pay their final respects, and they look in, and each one walks away feeling ashamed. Because they look in and they see that in the coffin, the priest has put a mirror. And they look in and they see their own reflections. And they finally understand that they are the church. And without their attendance and without their participation, the church has died. We too must understand this fact and understand that there are hundreds and thousands of Armenians and faithful in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that do not come to church. And if they don't come, then this church will die. I promise you that. The Armenian word for church, Yegeretsi, according to St. Gregory of Nazianzus, comes from two Armenian words. Yeg, Yegeretsi. Yeg, Yegeretsi. I think that is to say, come and it will be. Come and it is. But also the opposite is true. If you don't come, then it does not exist. The church is not just walls and domes and structures, but it is a community, a family, and the body of Christ. So the question then is, why don't people come to church? We always ask this. And I've heard all the reasons. Work, travel, sports, priorities, sleep. All of these, to a certain extent, are true. And there's many, many more. But if the church is the body of Christ, then it is a place of life, light, and resurrection. And people are afraid of life. They are afraid of light, and they are afraid of the resurrection. In today's gospel reading, we hear Christ say, "The light came into the world, but men loved the darkness more than the light." People, my dear faithful, people are afraid of what could be. They are afraid of light. They are afraid of life. They are afraid of new relationships. They are afraid of healing old and hurt relationships. They are afraid of people seeing the scars that they bear. It is our mission and it is our responsibility to go out and to bring these people to church, to bring them to the body of Christ. Not for money, not to be part of the pledge program, not to be part of sponsorships, not to be part of donations, not to use them in the school or the Women's Guild or the Parish Council or the ACY Way or the Young Professionals. Not to be used for anything. The only reason we should bring anyone to church, bring anyone to the body of Christ, is to bring them to the resurrection, to bring them to new life. For I promise you when I tell you this, and I want you to write this upon your souls and in your minds, sear it into your beings. If we do not bring people to church, and if we ourselves do not come to church, then we have become murderers of the church. And we are the ones that are burying that church, this community, in that coffin. So today, on the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross, as we remember how the Holy Cross was raised up at the consecration of the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem in the year 336, we bless Basil, because it is the king of all herbs, and it represents the king who is Christ, Jesus. And I ask each of us to come and to take some of this basil and to take it to those people who are not here today. Take it to those loved ones and our friends who, for whatever reason, they don't come to church. They don't come and participate in the body and the sacraments of Christ. For whatever reason they don't come, we take this basil to them and we encourage them. Let this basil be an olive branch. And let them come and make this community grow. I pray that this community, through you, will have a new life, will be resurrected, and will become truly the body of Christ. Because if we can do that, the miracles that will take place in this community, in this family, in this church, will be spoken for and spoken about for generations to come.